Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, you can text our brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 98.7 FM. And I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? A big shout out to 4MW once again joining us from Torres Straits. Simon Mobb, thank you very much to Dudley. And you too can have your say by calling us on that Dudley number, 1-800-422-416. Now, domestic violence has sadly become a heavily discussed topic in Australia, affecting approximately 1 in 5 adults. Whilst women are affected approximately 7.3% more than men, 11% to 3%, both are more likely to have experienced violence by intimate partner than other family members, making it incredibly challenging to escape. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Tracy Wickham, a National Community Engagement Manager at Friends with Dignity, and we have Tracy on the line. Tracy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Where are you based, Tracy?
I'm based in Queensland. I'm down on the Gold Coast.
Good. Thank you very much, and a big shout-out to the mob down there. So, look, a very important space. It is sad, becoming a heavily discussed topic in Australia. We need to stamp it out. We talk about youth crime, but domestic violence is up there as well. And unfortunately, percentage-wise, more on women than men, but we need to stamp it out, don't we?
Yeah, it's... The statistics are quite horrifying. And, you know, we know at Friends with Dignity that, you know, around 7 in 10 women who, you know, make that decision to leave domestic violence situation, they leave without, you know, their own property, you know, their own clothing, sometimes children's toys, just everything when they move to refuge or move to, you know, to live with someone.
Well, it's for safety reasons. They're leaving, of course, you know what I mean? And
absolutely. They just have to go, and they have to go quick in most cases. So Friends with Dignity is really all about providing practical programs to help victim survivors of domestic violence. Yeah, so...
And Friends with Dignity, is that national, Tracy?
Yeah, so we aren't quite national yet, but we are national for some of our programs. So one of the programs we are national for, and for your Cairns listeners, I'd like to let them know, we have a Little Friends Scholarship Program, which opens up on the 18th of November.
Okay.
So if anybody knows anyone who has been impacted by domestic violence, they can actually apply for a scholarship, and they're up to $500.
Is that under the umbrella of Friends with Dignity?
It sure is, yeah. So head to our website and have a look at the Little Friends Scholarship Program, and you can go there and make an application. So and that helps with school items, school uniforms, sports uniforms, you know, music lessons, you know, whatever.
Well, it's a ripple effect, because when we talk about domestic violence, well, it affects the family. We're talking children. We're talking, their well-being, but also talking their education. Housing, of course, clothing, food, the lot, isn't it? It's an avalanche in a way in regard to the domestic violence and what it creates thereafter, yes.
Yeah, we've had a 46% increase in demand for our services.
Yeah.
And, you know, we really struggle to meet that, you know. And, you know, there's the cost of living has gone up, so that sort of puts a strain on people who generally could donate or help us out.
Okay.
We also use repurposed furniture, so we take donations from the community of furniture, and but you know, then we've got the cost of storage, you know, and transport and things
like that
as well. Yeah.
So, who are you funded by?
Primarily, we are funded by donations. And
yeah, gotcha.
Partners.
Yes, yes.
Fundraising. We do a lot of fundraising. We have people do run their own fundraisers for us, which is just incredible. The support that we get in that way as well. But you know, we've had 20% increase in funding submissions for our requests to help children, and also for urgent requests for items for homes.
Yeah,
I mean that is a lot.
It is,
you know.
Yes,
and we've only been able to fill half of those that we've received since 2023. So, putting together a home, $5,000 that costs us by the time that we, you know, do all the things necessary.
So, and that'd be per home, wouldn't it? Organising?
It is,
yes,
yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So with the homes, we provide a new fridge and a new washing machine and new electrical items. And then everything in the home is either new or pre-loved.
Yep.
But when a family or an individual, you know, opens their door to their new home, it's just like it's ready to go. There's everything you need in the kitchen. The beds are made.
Fantastic. And it creates the house into a home, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. And, you know, we want them to, you know, to move in there and live a life free from abuse and one with dignity.
Yeah. Now, you look at the climate we're living in regarding housing, that's an uphill battle there again, isn't it?
It sure is. And quite often people say to us, how do you find the houses?
Mm.
And we don't find the houses. The refuges and the services do find those
houses. Yeah, beautiful. Yep, team effort.
It's but, you know, today's our giving day and we're just encouraging everyone to donate their pocket change. So if you donate $5, will be matched, so that will be $10 and so on.
Lovely. How do they donate, Tracy?
Head to our website, Friends with Dignity. Yeah.
One word, Friends with Dignity, one word, yep.
Yep. www.friendswithdignity.org.au.
Lovely. Thank you. Support. Any support given. Tracy, thank you, and hats off to your deadly team there. Friends with Dignity.
You.
It is a team effort and looking after our people who are in need. But thank you very much, Tracy.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Tracy Wickham, her name is, a National Community Engagement Manager at Friends with Dignity. And look, a fantastic organisation. They operate by donations. It is Giving Day, 24th October. So do visit their webpage, all the www.friendswithdignity, that's one word, .org.au. Donate, and they're looking at supporting gold coin or any loose change you got. It all helps. Team effort. Thank you, Mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yarning with the bully run here. Trevor Tim Trinity, Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black.
Look at the sun. be fooled by the ball and the ways. It will cause sorrow and woe for our people.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. That number again, 1-800-422-416. All right, Redfern Terrace to become a living museum. The City of Sydney is looking for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander artists to transfer a narrow terrace in Redfern into a living museum. The remaining end terrace on Caroline Street will display local memories, knowledge and history shared by Aboriginal residents of the block, from snippets of everyday life to nationally significant events. With that, we're going to catch up with Yana with Emily McDaniel, curator of the Aurora Journey program, and we have Emily on the line. Emily, good morning. How are you? Hey, Emily, which way? Shut up. Emily, Chase Emily again. Emily, looking for you to have a yarn and talk about this fantastic space. And then we were talking about the Redfern Terrace to become a living legend. Currently, the building is adorned with the iconic Welcome to Redfern mural, and that was completed by Rico Rennie and young local Aboriginal artists back in 2013. The City of Sydney is now seeking ideas for how the inside of the building could be created, used and showcased and collected contemporarily in archival materials and stories. We're just going to try again with Emily, see if she's on the line. Emily, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Emily.
Yeah, I'm a Wiradjuri woman from the Kalari clan in central New South Wales, Emily McDaniel, and I'm a curator working with the City of Sydney on the Aurora Journey.
Yeah, fantastic. So you're seeking for First Nation artists to come to the table and help with the remaining terrace on Caroline Street. Yes?
That's right, yeah. So the Redfern Terrace, which is, you know, it's become quite an icon over the last couple of years.
Yes, yes.
Just standing there on its own somewhat. We're really bringing an opportunity to artists, creatives, storytellers, filmmakers, cultural practitioners to reimagine the Redfern Terrace into a living museum, a place of storytelling.
Fantastic. And we're talking about artists. It's open up across the country. Anybody can apply? Is that the process?
Absolutely. It's open to everyone.
Good.
But the really special thing here is it's an opportunity to tell stories specifically about Redfern, and so many mob have connections to that place.
Sure, sure. So we're talking about people who may have lived there and moved on, or had family living there and know a bit of yarns, and that comes into play in regard to the art display. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's one of those places where you just start talking about it and someone's got a connection to it.
Exactly.
And often those people become artists, and they're the people we want to be applying for this opportunity.
Fantastic. Now, this is how did this all come about? A concept, an idea, all sitting and having a cup of tea and yarn come up, and that was it, and this turned into fruition? Yeah?
I feel like you know this story very well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's
usually
right.
How these things happen. Look, to be honest, it's been a project that we've had, we've been holding on to for quite a while.
Sure.
It started with as a thought bubble of Hetty Perkins, the brilliant curator, and it's now my privilege to continue that on.
Mm.
And obviously there was a work by Rico Rennie,
Yes.
That was done a number of years ago.
That's right.
Working with local kids, and now they're all adults. So it's about time.
Yeah, sure, that exactly.
We turn this into
pass the baton on.
A special story place. Yeah.
Well, if you look at it, Emily, we are storytellers, you know, and, mm-hmm. and we use our story by whether it be dance, song, art, you know, and there's history there when you talk about Redfern, you know, and when the so-called white sails came to this country, you know, there was a space for our people, you know, and then when we talked about the skyscrapers and the city being built and what have you, there was always a space there for our black mob, which was Redfern.
That's it.
And so big history.
Still is.
Exactly.
You know, and this project is the result of a lot of consultation and conversations and cups of tea, as you said, with community and many more to be had as we start to realise these stories and tell them as they should be.
Yeah, fantastic. And tell us a bit about your journey, your story, and how did you get involved?
I've been working with the City of Sydney since about 2018, I first started on curating a harbour walk, working with Hetty Perkins.
Yes.
And now I'm the curator of the Eora Journey, which she started, more than 15 years ago, I think now. And so the baton keeps passing and we keep telling great stories in public spaces and making sure we have that recognition of mob in the public space.
Exactly. And Lord Mayor Clover Moore, part of the support of this as well.
Oh my goodness, you couldn't find a more supportive Lord Mayor of the projects that we do.
Fantastic.
It's quite extraordinary and overwhelming. You know, we see the benefit of we need to be leading our stories as Aboriginal people.
Exactly.
And that's what the Eora Journey is about. Our stories told by us on our terms. And I think that's exactly what we need at this point in time.
Sure.
You know.
And I'm saying the support is strong by Lord Mayor Clover Moore.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
We've been well supported by the City of Sydney, all councillors.
Yes.
Always back the projects that we're doing. And the results speak for themselves. When you open up a project, there's hundreds of community members, cultural practice, song, dance, it becomes part of the fabric of country, right?
And exactly, it
those
does.
Those results speak for themselves.
And Emily, when you look at a project or so, you can't be what you can't see. A young one see what's going on and it instills in them, I've got a right to be here. I've got black skin, but I've got a right to be a success. And no matter what industry or what field, but it's empowering and it's sort of storytelling. And there's the power within.
Yeah, stories of excellence. I've seen mob doing incredible things, telling great stories. And that's the possibilities of talking about Redfern and the Block.
Yeah.
It could be about looking at the Aboriginal Dance Theatre. It could be looking at the history of activism, the very specific families that grew up and are still there today. There's
exactly.
so many opportunities. And that's the fun part about my job.
Yeah, beautiful.
If you just, you know, you start the fire, but really it's artists and creatives that pour the oxygen.
Keep the fire burning, exactly. Yeah,
empowerment. Into something big.
So how do people apply? How do people put their name, the hat in the ring, so to speak?
All right. So everyone can go onto the website, which is city.sydney/Redfern Terrace, city.sydney/Redfern Terrace, to read more about the process and the selection. Ideas can be submitted up until Tuesday, 19th of November. So you've got a fair amount of time.
Yep.
And the first stage, what we're looking for is a big idea. What's the big idea? What can you do to bring this terrace and community to life and the stories that we tell?
So when they apply, they give a bit of a story or their vision and their story about Redfern. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's it. We ask for a conceptual statement, which is, what would you do?
Okay.
What would you like to do? What would your project
do?
At this stage, we're not asking for people to do detailed drawings or anything too much. We always
just a snippet of the vision.
City. It starts with the vision, yep, and we go from there. Then we'll shortlist 3 to 5 artist groups or ideas to be developed further, and then we will select the final one. So we give everyone a fair amount of time to develop their ideas.
And lovely. And it's if they're from out of town, does that include like flights and accommodation? And how's that work, Emily, please?
Unfortunately, it doesn't at this stage, but it would if the winning artist was selected. That would be considered into the budget. But at this stage, everything can be done online.
Sure. Yeah, that's true too. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need information age, 21st century, of course.
Exactly, exactly. Mm. And, you know, I just encourage people, if this is something of interest, really delve into the history of the block, your own memories, maybe, your family's memories, and all of the information that's out there that tells you the amazing stories we could be telling. Yeah.
Emily, thank you very much for sharing. Good luck with it all. And, let's bring it to fruition. Thank you very much. Big shout out to your mob, your team there. You're a journey
Thank
program,
you.
And we will yarn soon. We'll keep in touch, Emily.
Yeah, great. Keeping the fire burning.
Thank
Good
you,
one.
Sis. Thank you take you. Care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. Emily McDaniel, her name is, curator of the Eora Journey program, and we're talking about Redfern Terrace to become a living museum. So all you deadly artists across this big island, Australia, you can apply by a story or vision to what Redfern's all about. Yeah, Redfern Terrace, and you can go to city.sydney/Redfern Terrace, and there you can sort of read more and find exactly what they're looking for. But send in a program, goes to the 18th of November, I believe Emily said. So an opportunity, and throwing the iron and fire, that's what it's all about. And you may get it. You might be living up there in Darwin, or here at Edmonton, North Queensland, Cairns, whatever, put it in and doors can open up for everything you want in life is outside your comfort zone. So you've got to get uncomfortable to get comfortable. Throw the iron and fire your mob and paint the picture, pardon the pun. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong. The bully one here, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I acknowledge my mob, my father's side, 1 year Gunga leader, and that's Cloncurry Man Eyes Away, out there in the Gulf of Carpentaria, Doomadgee, and Mornington Island. That's Dad's side. Mum, with me in spirit, Dunley Island, Erebil, the Sailor Pit Mob. And a big shout out to Simon. Thank you very much for clicking in to National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Hi, I'm Joe Madden, Director of Child and Family in Far North Queensland. My department is responsible for the child protection system here in Far North Queensland. We work to support parents and protect children when there is evidence of abuse and neglect. Children and young people who can't live safely at home rely on other families coming forward to open their hearts and their homes to care for them. Fostering kinship care is the heart and soul of our child protection system. My hope today is to provide a better understanding of the critical need for more members of the community to consider becoming foster or kinship carers. In 2022-23 year, there was an average of 600 approved carer families in Far North Queensland, which is fantastic. However, we really need more. In the same year, around 1,300 children were living away from home in the region. In other words, they weren't able to live with their families. Most of these were First Nations children. Of these First Nations children, 70% were in home-based care, such as foster or kinship care. However, this means 30%, or around 300 children, were not in foster or kinship care. They were in residential care or other care arrangements. For some young people, residential care is the right place for them because of their individual circumstances. This can include complex needs such as disabilities, and they get great care and support. But what we know is there are far too many very young First Nations children in residential care, and this is not what we want to see. We believe they should be living safely with foster and kinship care families in the community, and we believe this would give these little ones a better chance to thrive, learn and grow up strong in culture and life skills. So today we're asking members of the community to not wait to be asked. We would love for you to put your hand up because there are little ones who need you to come forward today. If you can help, please express an interest to us or to the local foster and kinship care agency in becoming a carer. Once you come forward, you will then receive information on the process, what's needed, and the allowances and the support that you'll receive. We know this might seem daunting to begin with, but we can assure you that agencies are there to train and support foster and kinship carers so they're not alone in doing this important job. Today, we have representatives from our culturally appropriate foster and kinship care service at Wootshopperin. Child Safety funds the organisation to recruit, train and support First Nations foster and kinship carers in Far North Queensland. Karen is able to talk more about the work they do and the support that's available for foster and kinship carers.
Here is an important message from Wootshopperin.
Hi, I'm Karen Salam. I manage the Foster and Kinship Care Service of Wootshopperin Health Service. Are you passionate about making a difference in an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander child's life? Across North Queensland, there is an urgent need for more kinship, foster and relief carers for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. Every day, children are being removed from their homes due to harm, neglect or family crisis. What is Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service? Wootshopperin's Foster and Kinship Care Service provides support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander carers, opening their lives and homes to children in times of need. Our placement support workers work with the community to identify safe, caring and loving homes for long or short periods of time that will also provide strong family and cultural connections. Why be a kinship, foster or relief carer? By becoming a Wootshopperin kinship, foster or relief carer, you will help keep Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children and young people safe during a challenging time in their lives. As a priority, and through your guidance, support and care, you will help our kids stay with or continue to be connected to their family, culture and community and reach their full potential. Being a carer is highly rewarding and makes an enormous difference to the lives of our young people. Carers are also celebrated and acknowledged for their dedication at events like the Fostering Kinship Carers Week. We are here to guide you. Wootshopperin's placement support staff works with carers every step of the way to support them on their journey. Carers will also have access to support and become equipped with new skills and knowledge to help provide care for our children. Additionally, carers receive support and training. Our staff are on call and there is a carer allowance which you can access. If you decide to become a carer, you will have a team of Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander workers to help you with any issues and provide strength in times of need. They will be there to celebrate the wins with you and help you move through the challenging times together. What's the next step? Our dedicated team will take you through every part of the process in becoming a carer. So if you are interested and ready to make a difference for our children, call Wootshopperin on 40801080 to learn more.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk flag, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Yeah, ADO, that's Murray Awaya here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and New Dingee Country. That's BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Okay, I mentioned yesterday, congratulations once again to Jason Joinby and his lovely lady Bernie, the founder and organisers of the Girl FC. That's the Gordon Vale Indigenous Rugby League Football Carnival, which happened on the weekend, three-day carnival, and 24 teams, one winner, Coastal Bullers. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Double J. Got him online, Jason Joinby. Very good morning, brother. How are you?
Trevor, how are you, bro?
Yeah,
good, thank you.
Good, good, good. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Joined me here. Just from, you know, I originally, my blood from Dufty. I've adopted and joined me here, and I've grown up in England throughout my whole life.
Yeah, beautiful, brother, beautiful. Well, too beautiful, too deadly. Congratulations, you and your love, Lady Bernie. Big shout out to Bernie. And regarding carnival that happened on the weekend, 2014, three-day carnival, usually two, but had to extend it. And the third day, it worked out well, did it not?
Yeah, well, we thought we'd try and start a little bit earlier on the Friday because of, the weekends are pretty big for the players and the referees, so we thought we'd try and ease it up a bit.
Yes.
And it worked out beautifully. Everything went on time, and we were, grand final kicked off on time. And
yes.
Yeah, everyone was happy that they were all heading home before dark. So yeah.
Well, exactly. Finished about awesome. 6 o'clock, so twilight all the presentation. So it was fantastic.
Yep.
And Coastal Bullers walked away with the winning pool. $30,000, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Coastal Bullers got $30,000, and runners-up, Arab Yellow, got the $10,000 runners-up fee.
Yes.
It was such a good game. Coastal Bullers come up from down south, down the way, I think it was. And, Arab United are always a strong team, and it was such a good final to watch.
Brother, when you talk about football carnival, football's the vehicle as such, but it brings their mob together. It's like a NAIDOC celebration, and Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islanders, teams from everywhere. We love the game of rugby league, but like I said, it's a powerful vehicle, isn't it? It brings us together.
It definitely is, Trevor. It was good to see so many people from different teams sitting there taking photos with each other, and they're saying, "Oh, yes," and then seeing on social media saying, "Yeah, my family here and my family there," and you've got like you said, your Torres Strait Islanders and your Aboriginal folks, and they're all taking photos together, and it's like, yeah, well, they're all family, and it's awesome to see that.
Exactly. Well, when you look at an individual, it's only a boys' carnival too. We had no room for girls' carnival and under 18. Is that right?
No, that's right. Yeah, we couldn't get enough referees to to cater for the women's and the juniors.
Mm.
But it's something that we are looking into.
Yep, for sure.
Future carnivals, because we're always getting asked by everyone. Yeah, you got any ladies' comps or you got any under 16s or something? So we're definitely looking into it.
Food for thought. Fantastic. I was just going to say, when you look at an individual, his father might be Calcadoon, but his mother might be Badu Island. So the brother can play either way. That's how it works, eh?
Exactly right. I know quite a few boys that are like that. Like they've got either a Torres Strait Island mother and an Aboriginal father the other way around. When the Island of Origin comes on, there's a lot of boys that go up there. I know quite a few boys from Yarri that go up there and play for the Island Blood. And
when they do the Island of Origin
Island
up there.
They come down and play for the Aboriginal Blood, yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
That's a good mix.
Fantastic. Look, we must give shout-out to all our volunteers and the sponsors. It is a team effort in more ways than one, AJs.
That's exactly right, Trevor. We couldn't have done it without both of those, the sponsors and the volunteers. The volunteers were amazing over the weekend. As soon as we asked anyone to do anything, they were all happy to go and do it. And they weren't hard to miss on the weekend because they had the new carnival shirts on.
Yes.
Which are lovely. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Talk to them guys.
And look, it's also an opportunity for First Nation in businesses in regarding selling their produce. Is that the case?
Yeah, it is. We had a couple of stores there. We had Brax there. She came up to Townsville and she was selling a whole heap of her apparel there. And yeah, she loved it. She she's already booked a seat for next year. We've got other stalls in there. We get JCU come out and help us out with strapping and that sort of stuff. And
yes,
we had the Queensland Police Service there. We had the ambulance mob there, and they were showing young kids how to do resuscitation, that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
And I looked a few times at the kid wraps, and he's loving it.
And big shout out to Tony Underwood. Look, he's part of the Queensland Service and been there for 20-odd years, you know, and you can't be what you can't see. There's a brother who's been in the program, like I said, for a number of years, and it's a great opportunity for a career pathway if you're looking at ambulance, for example. So it's great exposure, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's awesome. We had quite a few Indigenous ambulance people there on the weekend. It was, really great to see.
Brother, I want to give a big shout out to the mighty Cockatoo, Southern Suburbs. It is their home ground, Alley Park. How does that conversation happen? Do you rent it, or how's that work, brother?
It's actually council grounds. We pay a higher fee to the council.
Okay.
And we talked with Suburbs right from the very start.
Yes.
From the very first carnival back in 2013, and we've just had an alliance with Suburbs there.
And some of the suburb players played in the carnival anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I think there was probably half the suburbs
exactly.
Played in the weekend.
That is too delivery. Thank you once again, brother. A successful program. Thank you for including Bummer Bibber as well. Team effort. And all the best to you and your Delhi team and your lovely lady, Bernie, there, brother.
Too Delhi. Thanks, Trevor. Thanks a lot, Trevor.
Thank
you, guys, at Bummer Bibber for all the help over the weekend.
Too Delhi, brother. See you, bro.
No, brother. See ya.
Beautiful yarn there, Double J, Jason Joinby, founder, organiser of the girl, that's Gordonville Indigenous Rugby League Carnival. All Blacks Football Carnival happens in October every year after the football season finishes, NRL Grand Final and what have you. Well, then the All Blacks Carnival starts, and so there it is. Fantastic, and that's usually open across the board in regard to if you want to bring a team from Brisbane. All ears for that yarn and having a team in the carnival, which is fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, add to the conversation. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Yeah, yarn with the bully on here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. So yarn up strong. Tell us how you really feel. To Daily. Thank you.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416 98.7 FM BBM.
She said, don't leave me here again, ma. I need you more than you could ever understand, ma. I'm broken and alone, I know we had a broken home. Stop thinking you need a man, ma. Getting chucked around the system, need to take my hand, ma. Wanna go home, but you're too selfish on that needle. Think you're bad to the bone. Was once good, but you turn evil and I'm sick of these thoughts. Was I ever enough? It seems that all I was taught, but I was always too much. And all I want is your love, but you don't wanna come back. Yeah, you're too sick on that crack to comprehend the impact. I only see you for an hour every couple of weeks, and I'm going through so much trauma, I find it hard to just speak. You're touching me in the dark, cause I'm not worthy of love, and I'll probably turn out like you. Or laying up in a coffin, all I wanted was you. But I wasn't your problem, I guess I gotta figure out my own ways to just solve them. Want you to fight for me, like you fight over drugs. Want you to fight for me, go ahead and fight for my love. Want you to die for me, but you just died on me. So now I'm standing in the mirror feeling real lonely. Sorry, mommy.
Fight for me.
Should have been a mum and now I'm living with regret. Cause I passed on my trauma, I'm so sorry for the pain. But you feel in your heart, and if I could take it away, I would tear it all apart. I tear myself up every day, I wish I had my baby back. But when push came to shove, I didn't have my baby's back. I was caught up in the trap, I was fronting on your dad. And my demons came in masses, was too weak to fight them back. Don't blame me for what I did, put blame where it belongs. I did bad on my own, having you was never wrong. You were a blessing all along. Too blind of Nick, I'll see. Hating on who I am. Please don't ever be like me. I should have fought for you.
Fight for me, mama. Fight for me. So strong, my baby, I couldn't compare to you.
Time for a sweet cream bun.
T.I. taxi driver going round and round, a giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run, Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
Hotel, please. That's right. Patiently waiting for someone I ain't never seen before to say he's a captain of men, but ain't believing our love. From the land of the white skin, he's self-righteous, a murder without license. With the spear, I'm the nicest, thinking that I might just wait till night hits. Then I move in silence,
over my land,
when the moon at its highest,
nobody can,
and my soul is defined.
Define my
I'm consumed by desire to kill. Any white devil wanna test my will, then he finna get burnt by the fire I feel. Look him in the eye and hold his spirit still. He's hoping I don't catch him, but I know I will.
Standing on the shoreline,
who been coming?
Mother wanna cross mine,
wanna take it from me.
Fire in my eye,
but we ain't running.
Wanna murder, let's ride.
Hey, hey.
Standing on the shoreline,
say that it came in peace, but our blood still stains the beach. Roll the dice, we gon' play for keeps. The sacred place ain't a place to preach.
No, no, no.
No white faith and a black belief.
No, no, no.
Better pray that our spears don't reach. He's cold, white, hot, I'ma make it bleed. Leading to the first fleet, sicker than disease that he bring from overseas. No matter where you flee, I will always be. In the darkest of night, your descendant will see me.
Standing on the shoreline,
come in, come in.
Mother wanna cross mine,
wanna take it from me.
Fire in my eye,
but we ain't running.
Wanna murder, let's ride.
Yeah, Two Deadly Mob, welcome back to your live outdoor broadcast here live at the studio, Bummer Bipper Media. It's come to the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you for your company, your mob. Look fantastic. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow, the deadly number 1-800-422-416. You can always text the brother 0457140550 or our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. A one-hour program here at the studios of Bummer Bipper Media, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Thank you for your company, and we'll yarn soon, you mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and stay tuned for the news via NERS, National Radio Service, and a big shout-out to the NERS team as well. Too deadly.
Bakir ge dasmeli aumriske
lem ready au bakir ge dasmeli aumriske lem ready au bakir ge dasmeli aumriske tabakeslewa this on my plate tabakeslewa Tabakeslewa, this on my plate.
Money sitting on a big stone, let me look a long way. Money sitting on a big stone,
that's really how Murray's gay.
Money sitting on a big stone, let me look a long way. Money sitting on a big stone,
that's really how Murray's gay. Tabakeslewa.
kiss lewa, it's on my place. Taba kiss lewa, taba kiss lewa, taba kiss lewa, it's on my place.
Lem ready, au bakir ge, das mili, au muriske.
Lem ready, au bakir ge,
das mili, au muriske.
Lem ready, au bakir ge, das mili, au muriske. Tabake slewa, tabake slewa, tabake slewa, this one my place. Tabake slewa, tabake slewa, tabake slewa. On my place.
Slewa.
Lem ready, au bakir ge, das mili, au muriske. Lem ready, au bakir ge, das mili, au muriske. Lem ready, au bakir ge, das mili, au muriske. Tabake sle. Tabake slewa.
Tag moki moki. Keter moki moki. Adlegir mimik.